This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available at your ag equipment dealer. Check our attractive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. You may not know it, but you have the power to teach. What gives you this power? By being a member of Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you support Ag in the Classroom. Ag in the Classroom offers free educational materials and training to teachers to teach students here in Montgomery County about agriculture. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today and help our students learn the truth about modern-day farming. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 490, up 11. July corn, 494 and a half, up 10 and 3 quarters. September corn, 490 and a half, up 9 and a half. May soybeans, 1425 and a half, up 16 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1398 and 3 quarters, up 16 and a half. August soybeans, 1338 and a quarter, up 12 and 3 quarters. May wheat, 714 and a half, up 21 and a quarter. July wheat, 716 and 3 quarters, up 21 and a quarter. September wheat, 723 and a half, up 21. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon. Corn and wheat posted gains on increased tensions between the Ukraine and Russia, and soybeans posted substantial gains on better-than-expected export numbers, which keeps pressure on title crop supplies. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 14 cents higher at 450 to 479. Soybean bids were 20 to 23 cents higher at 1390 to 1422. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 cents higher at 455 to 481. Soybean bids were 14 to 17 cents higher at 1412 to 1431. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 9 to 13 cents higher at 464 to 499. Soybean bids were 20 to 21 cents higher at 1416 to 1449. Wheat bids were 21 to 22 cents higher at 696 to 737. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 17 to 22 cents higher at 1441 to 1461. Basis was steady to 5 higher at 15 to 35 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 477 to 512 per ton. And that's $6.10 higher, with the basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 11 cents higher at 478 to 490, with the basis steady at 12 under to option the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 14 to 15 cents higher at 484 to 496, with the basis 3 to 4 higher at 600 to 6 over the May. Soybeans ended 15 to 19 cents higher at 1428 to 1436, with the basis mixed at 2 to 10 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 21 to 27 cents higher, 682 to 689, with the basis steady to 6 higher at 28 to 35 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 14 cents higher at 514 to 515. These elevators raised their soybean prices 15 to 21 cents with quotations of 1460 to 1461. Soft wheat closed 21 to 24 cents higher at 751 to 755, and Milo ended the day 11 cents higher at 510 to 515. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 446 to 468, and soybeans 1131 to 1170. In the central part of the state, corn was 447 to 466, and soybeans 1148 to 1169. In the southern part of the state, corn was 450 to 468, and soybeans 1152 to 1185. Soft wheat ended up ranging from 667 to 695. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144.15, up 15 cents. June live cattle, 136.42, up 30 cents. August live cattle, 133.72, up 22 cents. March feeder cattle, 176.70, up $1.67. April feeder cattle, 176.30, up $1.02. May feeder cattle, 177.57, up $1.07. April lean hogs, 124.65, down $1.02. May lean hogs, 124.80, down $1.47. June lean hogs, 128.20, down $2.12. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 24th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 77 to 80, 4 to 5 weights 78 to 87, 5 to 550 weights 81 to 88, and 550 and up 82 to 92. From the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 83 to 92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,847. And now from the Fairview Livestock Auction Special Feeder Cattle Sale for Saturday, March 24th, they had receipts of 2,043 head, starting with the choice, with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. They had three weights weighing 218 to 241, four weights 201 to 235, five weights at 196 to 228 for some fancies, and six weights 183.50 to 203 for some fancies, seven weights 176 to 190.75, and seven weight fancies brought $194.50. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights 199 to 201, four weights were 197 to 213 for some fancies, five weights were 185 to 205, six weights 179.75 to 192, and seven weights 162 to 167. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, for trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 195 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $131.64, and that was 14 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $241.12, and that was 96 cents higher, with select carcasses at $235.93, and that was $2.27 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, Cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, which compared to 116,000 last week and 106,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 415,000, that compared to 389,000 last week and 418,000 a year ago. Now from the Hamilton's weekly hay auction for Saturday, March 22nd, they had receipts of 2,886 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares. They were 570 to 710. Large squares were 65 to 71. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares, 510 to 590, and the large round 70. Alfalfa clover mixed grass premium quality small squares, 360 to 410. Clover mixed grass premium quality small squares, 420 to 430. Orchard grass good quality small squares, 230 to 270. Large rounds from $34 up to $52. Timothy grass premium quality small squares, 410 to 550. And Brome orchard grass good quality small squares, 360. Wheat straw good quality small squares were $3 to $3.90 a bale, and the large rounds from $19 to $21. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March and April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.84. March and April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.75. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.30. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.28. March beans delivered to Scottville, $14.19. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.17. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.19. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.84. Corn at Scottville is $4.75. Beans at Greenfield are $14.30. Beans at Scottville are $14.19, and wheat at Scottville is $7.19. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. It is 621. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time, but there may be some light snow around mid-Illinois undetectable on radar at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
There's never a convenient time to have a breakdown of your truck or trailer. That's why Carlinville Truck Equipment is dedicated to providing fast, dependable service. When you need truck or trailer repair, Carlinville Truck Equipment will do their best to get you back on the road as soon as possible. They understand that time is important to you. Plus, Norm Craze and the staff at Carlinville Truck Equipment have the knowledge and experience to do the job right. Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University in Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Are you looking for different grain contract alternatives that can fit your marketing needs? M&M Service Company offers an assortment of grain contracts that can lock in a floor price and still allow you to participate in a market rally. We also offer competitive grain prices into our 12 area grain facilities, along with direct bids to the river houses and processors. Call M&M Service Company today at 217-854-2099 or toll free at 855-769-5117 for all your grain marketing needs.
For today, partly cloudy skies, windy, snow flurries possible, high temperatures today in the mid-30s with northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the upper teens. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies and warmer, highs in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Thursday night. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, high temperatures in the mid-60s. Right now at the Weather Center, west winds at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. We have cloudy skies, 28 degrees on this Tuesday morning. And overnight, WSMI weather watchers, the Lang family of Caufeen and Rich Henry of Staunton both recorded a dusting of snow. Once again, 28 degrees at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next. Farmer-owned with global connections, that's CHS, with locations across the United States and the world, serving the needs of the American producer. Locally, they are growing and reaching into new areas to help your grain yields grow. Precision Ag, new starter fertilizer technologies that work, micros with a proven track record, that's CHS. Moving ahead to help push the limits of area yields in an environment that adds bottom-line dollars to your operation. See what CHS and Louder can help you with. Farmer-owned with global connections to serve you.
Seavers JCB sells a complete line of construction equipment. Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, sells the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB is the third largest maker of construction equipment in the world. Backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, compaction equipment, and the new generation side entry skid steers, the world's safest skid steer. JCB also offers ag equipment. Contact Seavers JCB in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, or Auburn, or go to SeaversJCB.com. And in Missouri, go to JCB of St. Louis at JCB of S.
Today is National Agriculture Day. It coincides with what would have been Norman Borlaug's 100th birthday. Julie Borlaug says her grandfather would want to look ahead to see how we can improve more on today's agriculture instead of reminiscing about the past.
Instead of talking about the past 100 years, because if you knew my grandfather, he would not want to sit in a meeting that talked about the past 100 years. He would prefer we have some action and move forward. So my plea is, you know, here we are at the 100th year of his life, and it's like the mass public wants to move back 50 or 60 years in agriculture because they don't understand what he was able to achieve and what everyone else in agriculture has been able to achieve. I think that's an important message that we need to move forward.
Julie Borlaug is the Associate Director for External Relations at the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture. Julie says Norman Borlaug was disgusted with people who wanted to turn back the clock on agriculture 40 or 50 years.
He and I often talked about it. He was disgusted that all the work that had put in last 50 plus years was essentially being turned, you know, people were turning their backs on because they are so removed from agriculture and understanding food production that they want to go back to it. We call it the romantic view of agriculture. They want to go back to the real food systems of our great-grandparents when they have no idea what went into that and how hybrid seeds and modern machinery and you know, even GMOs have helped to create the lifestyle that people currently have. I think it was very frustrating for him to see how it seemed things were going backwards and not forward.
Norman Borlaug died in September of 2009 at the age of 95. A statue of the late ag pioneer, Dr. Norman Borlaug, will be unveiled today at a ceremony in Washington in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had an extremely large auction Saturday. We ended up with 1,935 small squares. We had 200 bales of alfalfa. It was really nice, from $5.70 to extreme top of $7.10 a bale. Ended up with 350 bales of alfalfa grass mix from $3.60 to $5.10. We had 1,120 bales of grass from $2 to $5.50. Had 265 bales of straw from $3 to $3.90. In the 3x3s, we had 347 bales of those. We had 250 bales of alfalfa from 46 to a top of 71. Had 52 bales of alfalfa orchard grass at $67.50. We ended up with 45 bales of grass mix from $45 to $56 per bale. Then in the round bales, we ended up with 588 round bales. The alfalfa round bales was from $30 to extreme top of $57 per bale. The alfalfa orchard grass was from $30 to $70 per bale. The grass hay, we had a lot of grass hay from $21 to top of $50 per bale. And we had straw from $15 to $21.
Sounds like it really was quite a big auction.
Yes, it was. We it lasted a couple hours, and then we were there till dark Saturday night loading out and all day yesterday, and we already got quite a bit of hay in for this week, this coming auction, so it looks like we're going to have another big one this week.
And you said you already have an idea of what this week is going to look like. Do you mind giving us a run-through of that?
Yeah, so far we've got some corn stalks in. Had a fella call last night, said he was going to bring 40 or 50 round bales of grass alfalfa stored inside, and we've got a load of 3x3s already in, so we're going to have we're off to a pretty good start.
Sounds great. And if anyone has any questions about the auction, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. A brand new association has officially been launched. The Illinois Indiana Bison Association had its first meeting this past Sunday. I spoke with president of the newly founded association, Matt Reuter.
Well, I feel like we had a pretty productive turnout. We had a lot of interested parties from both Illinois and Indiana coming over, had a lot of good ideas about where we wanted to see the association go in the future, what kind of services we want the association to provide to the bison industry in Illinois and Indiana, the potential to expand the association to more of a regional demographic in the next couple of years. We've set some goals that we'd like to meet in the next couple of years. We're looking at interstate auction between Illinois and Indiana. We're looking at a workshop this fall up at the Brookfield Zoo to help out and disseminate information to industry, bison industry participants. We elected directors, we've elected officers, we've started a membership, so we've had our first members pay their dues and become active today. All in all, I feel like it was a very productive day.
Officially official.
Yes.
And what would you say the Illinois Indiana Bison Association is targeting? Is it purely bison growers, or is it people who just have a general interest in bison who can also join?
It's going to be a general interest. So we've got a tiered membership level. If you're a bison producer, you're actively involved in ranching, or you want to become actively involved in ranching, and you're serious about it, we've got the membership, the full membership. If you're interested, you're curious about what the industry is, what the bison ranching is like, we have the associate member. We'll have different tiers of membership as we figure this out, but you know, we'll probably have a student membership, a organizational membership. But right now, we've got the full and the associate.
And I also heard you guys talk about how you're eager to get some potential veterinarians also interested, because I imagine it's hard to find veterinarians who specialize in bison around here.
Yeah, so there, we want to interface with a lot of different areas, one of them being the vet world. We really want to make sure our animals are healthy. We want them regularly looked at. So finding vets that are willing and competent to work with bison is going to be a pretty high priority for us. We'd also like to see reaching out to other industries as well, insurance, financing, things that really can help get the bison industry up and running. The vet thing, I think, is a more short-term goal. Everyone really wants to have their animals inspected. Everyone really wants to have a point of contact, somebody we can turn to for veterinary advice, or somebody who can come out to the fields and really help out.
And so, real quick, why would you say that someone who owns bison should be interested in joining the group?
That's a great question. We're really trying to cater this to help people out. So if you need a contact for a supplier, if you're somebody's looking at buying or selling their bison, we're going to have something available on our website that's going to allow members to kind of a trade forum. If you're just looking for information, you want to make contacts, you want to create a kind of a network to work within, we'll be providing that through various means yet to be determined. We will hopefully have a lot of services to offer. The auction we'd like to have is going to be an open to members where you can bring your animals, you can be assured that your animals are going to meet a certain, you know, association standard. So there'll be, and we're still catering it as well. We're catering it to what really will be helpful for members, what really will be helpful for the bison producers in the States.
And the Reuters yourselves, you have a bison, and can you just go ahead and tell me a little bit about your bison operation?
Yeah, we've got it just south of Champaign-Urbana. We've got 26 animals now. We've had animals for a couple years. We've really enjoyed it. They've been, it's wonderful to see them up on the grassy knolls and the hills. They taste great. We've had a lot of them really have worked out well and produced a lot of tasty dinners.
Sounds great. And if anyone has any questions about the Illinois-Indiana Bison Association, how do they get a hold of someone?
We're still developing that. You can contact myself, Matt Ruhter, at matt.ruhter, R-U-H-T-E-R, at gmail.com, and send questions towards me. We will have a website up and running. We will have a Facebook page. So we are on Facebook, Illinois-Indiana Bison Association. Questions can be directed through there. And hopefully in the future we'll have other networks, that LinkedIn counts, official addresses and whatnot.
Again, that was President of the Illinois-Indiana Bison Association, Matt Ruhter. This week is National Ag Week, and to celebrate that, the Illinois Beef Association is giving away 5 beef gift certificates for $20. For a chance to win one, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. And now for a fun fact related to beef cattle. Top quality leather basketballs are made from cow hides. 11 basketballs can be made from just one cowhide, according to Wilson Sporting Goods Company. Again, for a chance to get a $20 beef certificate, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.